Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
You're listening to Jazz Quest Radio, the only jazz program on Laguna's only FM, KX93.5.
All right, jazzers, listen up. You want to hear jazz?
Miss Billie Holiday.
Bird.
The music called jazz.
Welcome to Jazz Quest Radio. This week, we honor the late, great jazz master, bassist Max Bennett, who sadly passed away on Friday, September 14, 2018, the ripe old age of 90. I say he sadly passed away because Max Bennett was not only a legendary jazz man, but also my musical mentor and a close personal friend. And though I already miss him dearly, knowing Max as well as I did, I can tell you, he would not want me to dwell on his demise, but celebrate his life instead. Oh, what a life it was.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Thou givest fever when we kiss it, fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare. Give me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade. They give you fever when you kiss them. Fever, if you live, you learn. Fever till you sizzle. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. Oh, what a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way. Lovely way to burn.
Welcome once again to Jazz Quest Radio, the only jazz program on Laguna's only FM, KX 93.5. I'm Brett Eklund. Tommy Benson is locked up in a recording studio somewhere in the City of Angels. Looking forward to hearing some new music from him soon. This week, we have a special edition of Jazz Quest Radio. We'll be celebrating the life and legacy of the late, great bass legend and my personal friend and music mentor, Max Bennett. We just started the show with the song that Max Bennett might be best known for, though he didn't write it or even play bass on the iconic recording that we just listened to. The song, Fever, was written in 1956 by Eddie Cooley and Otis Blackwell, and originally recorded by R&B singer Little Willie John, but remained relatively obscure until our hero, Max Bennett, heard it being covered by a band in a smoky barroom somewhere and thought that it would be perfect for singer Peggy Lee, who he was working with at the time, and who was looking for the perfect torch song to kickstart her career. So Max presented the song to Peggy, who loved it, and after changing a few of the lyrics and fashioning it to fit her image, she recorded it in 1958, and the rest, as they say, is history. The only reason that Max wasn't on the recording is because he was, by that time, out on the road with Ella Fitzgerald. In fact, Max spent a lot of time on the road in the 50s, playing gigs with all of the jazz greats, legends like Billie Holiday, Miles Davis, and even Yardbird Charlie Parker. As for the studio, one of the first recordings that Max Bennett did play on was with the Georgie Auld Quintet back in the early 50s. So let's begin again there. Fresh from the flatlands of Oskaloosa, Iowa, here's a young lion named Max Bennett trying to make his way in the big city with the Georgie Auld Band. This is Out of Nowhere.
This is Max Bennett, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
This is Jazz Quest Radio, being broadcast live from KX93.5. I'm Brett Eklund, and that was Out of Nowhere by the Georgie Auld Quintet, featuring a young, up-and-coming bassist named Max Bennett, who in the 1950s was gigging with not only Georgie Auld, but also top artists of the day like Stan Levy, Stan Kenton, Mel Torme, and as I already mentioned, Peggy Lee and Ella Fitzgerald. But Max was also writing his own compositions and recording as a leader as well. And the song that I'd like to play for you now is one of those early compositions. This is the title track from Max's 1956 release, Johnny Jaguar.
I'm Dylan Wilson, and you're listening to Jazz Quest.
I'm not going to do that.
Hi there, I'm Brett Eklund, and this is Jazz Quest Radio, where we dig to give you the best jazz from the past, the present, and the future. This week we're featuring music from the storybook career of the late great bassist Max Bennett. The song that we just listened to was Johnny Jaguar, as performed by the Max Bennett Sextet in 1956. Max had spent the 1950s making a name for himself as a serious stand-up bassist. In the 1960s, not only was he recording jazz with Coleman Hawkins and Cannonball Adderley, but also blues with Big Joe Turner and T-Bone Walker, and pop music with Bobby Darin, Elvis Presley, and old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. Pretty soon he was playing bass for just about everybody, even the television boy band, the Monkees. Of course, by this time, Max had already had a taste of Hollywood, having been featured on screen alongside Marilyn Monroe in the 1960 movie Let's Make Love. And it wasn't long before Max was fully immersed in the motion picture industry, recording bass lines for all kinds of television theme songs and movie soundtracks. One of his favorite composers to play for was Lalo Schifrin, who might be most famous for composing the iconic Mission Impossible theme. But in 1968, Mr. Schifrin composed the score for a film called Bullet that featured Steve McQueen. The soundtrack, of course, featured Max Bennett. Here's the main title, Bullet. Listening to Jazz Quest Radio, the only jazz program on Laguna's only FM, KX 93.5. I'm Brett Eklund, and what we just heard was the main title from the 1968 motion picture soundtrack Bullet, written by Lalo Schifrin and featuring the late great Max Bennett on the bass. Max actually played on more than 400 movie and television soundtracks. And I've got a couple of others to play in a bit, but first, I'd like to slip in something that Max recorded in 1969. And it's interesting because Max didn't think much of it at the time. In the late 60s and early 70s, he was so busy doing studio work that he hardly had time to do anything else. So when Frank Zappa called him up and asked him to come over and jam, he told Frank that he would love to, but he was booked from 8 a.m. until midnight most days of the week. So Frank says, "No worries, come on by when you get done at the end of the day, and we'll jam then." And so, for a few weeks, in 1969, Max was working all day in the studios, and then jamming all night with Frank Zappa. Max was only averaging about 2 hours of sleep when he recorded the iconic bass lines for Zappa's legendary Hot Rats LP. Max had no idea that those late-night jams would later be reconfigured and eventually considered Frank Zappa's masterpiece. And here's my personal favorite piece from the Hot Rats LP, Little Umbrellas.
This is Miles Mosley, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
This is Jazz Quest Radio. I am Brett Eklund, and that was Little Umbrellas from Frank Zappa's 1969 Hot Rats LP, featuring the late, great, legendary bassist Max Bennett. This whole show is a tribute to Max Bennett and a celebration of his life and music. Earlier, I was talking about how prolific Max's studio work was in the late 60s and early 70s. He pretty much just played whatever score they put before him. One day, he had a session with a young kid named David Cassidy. Cassidy had written some songs for a new television show that he was going to star in. The show was, of course, The Partridge Family. and David Cassidy was about to be catapulted into the stratosphere of superstardom. But at the time, when Max was recording these songs with him, David was just another struggling singer-songwriter who was all about the music, and who treated Max and the other musicians with the utmost respect. In fact, Cassidy called Max just a few years ago to thank him again for helping him craft the songs that would provide him with a lucrative music career that lasted his whole life. So I'm going to feature a double shot of David Cassidy right now. Both songs were beyond popular at the time of their release in 1970. Just do me a favor and try not to picture Danny Bonaducci playing the bass, as Danny only played the part of the bass player on the television series. And as we know, the bass part was actually played by the mighty Max Bennett. Time to turn the dial back to the 1970s. Here's Come On, Get Happy, and I Think I Love You.
For those of us that love the beach, for those of us that love the sand, for those of us that love the finer things in life, this is Jazz Quest Radio. On Laguna Beach, KX 93.5.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. Keep moving on.
Something always happens whenever we're together. We get a happy feeling when we're singing a song.
Traveling along, there's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy. We'll make you happy.
This is Lori Pepper, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. All at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say that I never felt this way.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of a love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say I never felt this way. Believe
really don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Ah, now didn't that feel good? Only here on Jazz Quest Radio will you ever hear Frank Zappa, followed by the Partridge Family, both featuring Max Bennett on the bass. And only on KX93.5 FM in Laguna Beach will you ever hear Jazz Quest Radio. So, I'd like to thank KX for the pleasure of playing all of these great songs, and I'd like to thank you, the listener, for tuning in. By the way, all of the songs that I'm featuring this week are directly from my personal collection. So you might say that we're looking back on Max Bennett's career through my own personal perspective. Max has played on enough stuff that everyone could come up with their own list of favorites and they would all be different. And with that being said, the next song is one that is pretty obscure. In fact, Max didn't even remember that he played on it. As I said earlier, he just played whatever they put in front of his face, collected the check and the royalties if there were any, and then went to work on the next job. The following song is called Phantom's Theme, and it was written by Paul Williams for the 1974 film Phantom of the Paradise, which bombed at the box office but has since gone on to become a cult classic. It was directed by Brian De Palma, who is a lot more famous for Scarface and The Untouchables than this musical comedy based on a blend of Phantom of the Opera and Faust. Paul Williams, who not only wrote the soundtrack but also starred in the movie, was super famous in the 1970s. Here he is singing Phantom's Theme with Max Bennett on the bass.
Hey, this is Cameron Graves, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
Someone calling me, someone I failed and left behind. To work it out, I let them in. All the good guys and the bad guys that I've been. All the devils that disturb me and the angels that defeated them somehow. Come together in me now. Face to face I greet the cast, set in silence we begin. Companions in an empty room, I taste their victory. Working out, I let them in. All the good guys and the bad guys that I've been. All the devils that disturbed me and the angels that defeated them somehow. Come together in me now. Thank you. defend my soul to those who would accuse me. I share the famine and the feast. I have been a world and I felt it turning. See the jester yearning to abuse me. Like a circus on parade, seldom close enough to see. To work it out, I let them in. All the good guys and the bad guys that I've been. All the devils that disturbed me and the angels that defeated them somehow. Come together in me now.
We're back. I'm Brett Eklund, and this is Jazz Quest Radio, coming to you live from the western edge of the New World. Sitting here in Laguna Beach, squeezed between PCH and the Pacific Ocean. This week, we're celebrating the life, times, and legacy of the late, great, legendary bassist, Max Bennett, and featuring music that featured Max. We just listened to Phantom's theme from the soundtrack of the Brian De Palma film, Phantom of the Paradise. Next up is some music that Max was very proud of. Besides all of the movie and television music that Max was recording, he was also recording records with Barbra Streisand, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Arlo Guthrie. He played on George Harrison's Dark Horse LP. Let me see, who else? Quincy Jones, Joan Baez, Ray Charles, Stephen Bishop, Art Garfunkel, and the list goes on forever. But on his free time, he had other plans and formed a band of his own called the LA Express. Now, on Wikipedia, it says, and I quote, the LA Express formed in 1973 as a backing band for jazz saxophonist Tom Scott. Let's just call that fake news and move on. The original lineup included Max on bass, of course, John Guerin on drums, Larry Carlton on guitar, and Joe Sample on the keys. The song that I chose to play for you is Song 7 from the 1974 LP, Tom Scott and the LA Express. I chose it for the title, Spindrift, as Max often reminisced about how much he loved to sail. Here's another one for you, Max. This one is Spindrift by the LA Express.
Hi, this is Eddie Henderson. You're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
Thank you.
Hey there, Brett Eklund here. You are currently tuned in to Jazz Quest Radio on KX93.5 FM in Laguna Beach. And we're just digging some Spindrift by Max Bennett and the LA Express. Max told me that the LA Express was originally more of a jam band than anything else, just a bunch of great players who got together between studio dates to celebrate their musical freedom. Pretty soon, folks were lining up around the block to hear them play. Word got around, and one day, Joni Mitchell stopped in for a listen, and she was totally blown away. She then approached the band and asked them to play on her Court and Spark LP. Joni was initially known as a folk singer, but her way of writing and arranging things has always been a bit artsy and avant-garde. So hiring a jazz band made perfect sense, as a jazz band had no problem following along in whatever musical direction she was headed. The collaboration was a huge success, and Joni ended up winning 4 Grammys for Court and Spark. She won Album of the Year, Best Arrangement on the song Down to You, and the Award for Record of the Year and Best Female Pop Vocal Performance both went to the song that I'm about to play for you now. Here's Joni Mitchell and the LA Express with the smash hit of 1975, Help Me.
This is J.U. Daly from MasterGuitarSchool.com, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again. When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble again. I'm in trouble, 'cause you're a rambler and a gambler and a sweet talking.
Freedom.
places. I've seen some hot, hot places. Come down to smoke and ash. We love our loving. Not like we love.
What's that, Joni? Help me? As in, help me carry all these Grammys? This is Jazz Quest Radio, and I'm Brett Eklund. And that was Joni Mitchell singing Help Me from her Grammy Award-winning Courtin' Spark LP. This week we are celebrating the life, times, and legacy of Mr. Max Bennett, who not only played on Courtin' Spark, but also several other Grammy Award-winning LPs as well. Overall, a total of 19 Grammy wins for bassist Max Bennett. The man had quite a career in music, and I've just barely scratched the surface. Head on over to maxbennett.com if you'd like to see a list of all of the LPs that he played on. That's maxbennett.com. As I mentioned during the opening of the show, we're celebrating Max's life as he's recently passed away. The last time that I saw him play was back in May on his 90th birthday, and he was still on top of his game. He was a little worn out after a long set with a six-string bass strapped over his shoulder, but while he was on stage, he never missed a beat. Off stage, Max was effortlessly hip as always, with his sense of humor as sharp as a tack. Always a laugh with Max. Always. The last song that I'd like to play for you tonight is one of my own. One that Max helped me write and record. In fact, it's one of the very last songs that he ever recorded. It's a song called Village by the Sea, named after San Clemente, which, if you don't know, is a little surf town south of Laguna, whose motto is Spanish Village by the Sea. It was in that little town that Max and I both lived at the time that I was taking music lessons with him. I've been thinking a lot about my lessons with Max and all that I've learned from him as a musician, a mentor, and as a man. Each week, he would start a groove on his bass, and I would play along with him on my guitar. We would sit there and jam for a bit until, to my ears at least, we sounded totally locked in. He would then make subtle suggestions with that not-quite-right look on his face, like he was sucking on a lemon drop or something. Then we would continue to play the same phrase over and over, like a mantra, until I would eventually fall into a kind of trance and match up with him perfectly. In all of my years of playing, I've never felt so much at one with the music as I did when playing along with Max. It really was like a religious experience for a lifelong musician like myself to feel music so deeply. It requires an acute awareness of space, time, and sound. It's like there's a whole universe between each beat, a universe that had it not been for Max, I would have never known existed. And now it's up to me to find Max's groove again on my own. Max is gone, but his music lives on. Here's Max and I grooving together on song 3 from my self-titled 5-song EP. This is Village by the Sea.
This is Max Bennett, and you're listening to Jazz Quest Radio.